Asian Pop Radio, welcome to our podcast feed. Let's get straight into it. Here is the interview we did with Sky 2.
This is Asian Pop Radio.
Asia Wide Hits 24/7. Juby and Jay John with you today. Juby stepped into the studio just in the nick of time.
I was always here. I was never late. That's not me.
To speak with Julian and Brandon Leo, who make up the dynamic duo of Sky 2. How you going, guys?
We're doing good. How are you guys?
Good.
Great.
You know what?
Yeah.
I wish we had the capacity to put the video up on YouTube, because you're both looking spunky as.
Robin, where are you?
Everyone would have been hanging out to see you, I'm sure. So I read you both competed in a 2PM dance cover contest in 2012 and won. Is that right?
Yeah.
We did, actually. Yeah, that was a while ago. Yeah,
going back a bit now. What do you remember what song you danced to?
What was the song?
It was about 2PM.
There you go.
Nice.
There you go. We were really big K-pop fans, actually.
Yeah, you still K-pop fans?
Still somewhat.
Mostly we listen to like K-hip-hop sort of stuff these days.
Yeah. See, Singapore's so lucky, you get so many more K-pop events than we do. We have to wait until no one else wants the group and then bring them down cheap, you know, because it costs too much. You guys are just having K-pop in shopping centers. It's unfair. Juby.
And speaking of, you also made it to the top 10 of a Big Bang online song contest. Do you guys remember what song you sang to that one?
Yes, yeah. That was Bad Boy.
That was Bad Boy, yeah.
Nice.
That was good fun, yeah.
You still got those clips online somewhere?
They're on YouTube. For now, I've made them private.
Oh, no. We need them.
You know, I may consider making them public again.
That'll have to be a leaked video later on.
Yes.
So you guys were 16 back then, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Fantastic. And we read that you've also done a bit of modeling, yeah?
Yeah, here and there, yeah.
We do modeling. What kind of things were you modeling? Like for any big name brands or...?
Calvin Klein a bit.
That's big.
Because I'm our focus,
Right.
Right. Okay. Juby.
Okay. So I guess with your parents, Tia Tan and Lina Leo, both being so influential in the Singapore fashion scene, modeling, was that a progression? Like, was that a natural progression for you both?
Well, actually, they didn't really,
They didn't push us
into modeling.
Okay.
It's more like our profession.
Yeah.
But they definitely supported it. I mean, our parents are very supportive of whatever we've been doing.
But also definitely fashion has been, kind of just something that's just passed on from our parents that we just like and we just appreciate very much.
Most Singaporean musicians that we interview on Asian Pop Radio tend to tell us that the folks got them into piano or, you know, the stock standard kind of stuff. So do you feel that your folks sort of had you steering you in the same kind of direction, or do you have a little bit more freedom together to do what you wanted to do?
I think we have plenty of freedom, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely encouraged us to learn music, but we were never forced.
We did learn piano when we were younger, but I guess the rest of it was more kind of like our own freedom for exploring music by ourselves. Yeah.
Right. Oh, great.
Because we've got a little bit of an ongoing running joke on Asian Pop Radio that Aussie parents just don't give us stuff. You can do what you want. Sometimes they don't know you're at home.
And Asian parents are like, you have to study. You need to study.
See, Juby had the Asian parents. I had the Aussie parents. Contrast. Juby.
As if the modeling and singing wasn't enough, you guys have also done some acting. Tell us about that.
We did do a short film for a good friend of ours.
Yeah,
we like acting. It's fun. Maybe we might pursue that later on in the future, but for now it's music, yeah.
No, fantastic. So music's definitely a passion that you guys love the most.
Yeah.
In an interview you gave last year, you mentioned that you were starting at New York University. Is that right? Did you go there together?
Yeah, that is correct.
That is correct.
We're actually leaving to go to New York on the 23rd of this month.
Well, there you go. And you said that you were hoping to major in music or something entertainment related. Is that what you've decided to go with?
Yes.
Yeah. We're focused on the music business course that they offer at NYU.
That's really cool.
Fantastic. Yeah, that would be an amazing place and very prestigious university to be able to do that, guys.
We're excited.
Yeah, we're totally excited.
Well, and that's quite a move, right? Like, have you always lived in Singapore? Or have you spent a bit of time overseas? Or
we basically have lived in Singapore.
Yeah, born and raised.
So I think it's about time that we go out there and experience, different cultures and see what New York has to offer us, you know, in terms of music especially.
Yeah, is there anything in particular outside of uni and the New York lifestyle that you're really hanging out for? Because it can't all be uni, right?
Yeah, I mean, actually, Mainly, I think mainly it's not uni.
It's a city, I think.
Mainly it's
a
city.
We're city boys, yeah.
And
it's the bagel, isn't it?
I guess being so immersed in that music scene, you know what I mean? Yeah. New York being like one of the music hubs of the world, you know, I think we'll be exposed to a lot of new things that we've never heard of before.
And energies as well, yeah.
Well, there's definitely heaps of opportunities at New York. You've got Broadway, you've got,
all sorts of stuff.
Nightclubs.
And if that doesn't work, pizza, hot dogs, milkshakes.
Exactly. Heaps.
Shake Shack. We are looking forward to Shake Shack, yes, for sure.
Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Juby and Jay John with you today on The Daily Show. Amazing song, guys. What a great song to release. Are you proud of what you've put out there?
Thank you. Yeah, we are. We're very proud, actually. Yeah. This is our first track that we've properly released, and we're looking forward to putting out more things as well.
Congratulations. But it's a song about a breakup, right? Who had their heart broken?
It's not really based on any sort of true story. It's more like I think it's an experience that a lot of people can relate to. So we just wanted to like tap on that
that feeling.
Yeah,
you know?
Guys, is it easier to write a song about a breakup or a love story?
That's a tough question.
That is, yeah. I think both are relatable. I'd say they're about the same.
Yeah, they're about the same. Yeah, I think
the single has a very laid-back vibe about it, and it features both rapping and singing. So you know, how do you guys decide who does the more rapping parts and the other parts?
Well, Julian, I'll do more rapping parts, and then Brandon will do more of the singing parts.
But the song was divided, I'd say roughly 50-50 for both singing and rapping for the both of us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. And do you feel like you'll keep that up with songs that you will release following this one?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
We might head more towards rapping and sing rapping as well.
Right.
Cool.
Are there any like other Singaporean musicians that are, you know, perhaps even rappers that you'd really like to collaborate with? People that are out there doing their thing now that are, you know, getting noticed by others and you would really like to work with them?
Definitely.
Shout out to Sugar Shay, Lion City Boy.
There's a lot of people.
There's a lot of them, yeah.
General Bones, Sam Rui, there's so many.
The music scene in Singapore is really flourishing now. There's a lot of new artists that are picking up. Yeah, it's exciting to see what could happen.
Guys, who would you trust with a remix of Heaven and Hell?
With a remix? Well, probably DJ Koflo from Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
He's really talented.
He is, yeah.
Good stuff. Hopefully that can happen. Put it out there. Put it on your wish board. GB.
But for now, the song has a real 80s R&B feel. What was in mind when you were making that?
We kind of like had inspiration from the driving rhythm, this kind of like percussive sound. And we just felt this kind of sad-ish vibe that came from the chords as well, the chord progression. And so, yeah, we just came together and thought of it. Yeah.
So you felt sad and wanted to make a song about it.
Came to us really quickly.
Yeah.
We had the instrumental running for about half an hour, and we just came up with lyrics on the spot.
Oh, nice.
So that was quite a fast couple takes, you know.
Yeah.
Fantastic, guys. Who would you say are your main influences in what you're trying to do with music?
Okay, there are a few. One would be Dean, if you've heard of him.
Yeah.
He's a Korean singer, rapping sometimes. He's one of our main inspirations in terms of R&B sort of sound.
We draw heavy influence from both Korean and Western hip-hop music. And I guess a lot of music, actually, just pulled together.
That's awesome, guys. And what about more broadly, like musicians that you grew up with when you were younger, like, so, you know, over in the US, the UK, or maybe even in Australia?
Well, I mean, I think we mostly, when we were young, we listened to like songs from the US, songs that...
Green Day.
Yeah. I mean, Green Day.
Yeah, I mean,
that's completely different.
Multiple phases.
Multiple phases.
One of the phases that we went through was actually metal and heavy metal music.
Oh my God.
Right,
imagine
them.
That was a phase, long hair and everything.
We actually had long
hair. Do you guys think you'll go to an emo phase anytime soon?
I don't think, not again.
Not again.
been there, done that.
You know? Who hasn't? We've all had a shot at that.
That's true.
So there was the
metal phase,
then came K-pop phase,
yeah.
And then came the... pop phase followed by like
hip-hop R&B
which we're at now.
Yeah.
So being identical twins, do you guys share the same music taste as well, and I guess fashion choices, food favorites?
Music taste, yes. Fashion choice, we do have our differences.
Yeah.
We have different, but sometimes on certain days we'll come out of the house wearing the exact same clothes.
Unplanned.
Wow.
Twin celebrity.
Yeah, I have to ask you this, and please answer as honestly as you can. Are you completely tired of people asking you questions about being identical twins? I'm sure it's a hassle.
We've heard it all.
it's been ongoing since we were born. So we've kind of gotten used to it.
Yeah. I mean, I respond to his name as well, not just mine.
I knew a woman that was a twin, and her brother, like, you know, her and her brother were twins. And the amount of people that asked if she was an identical twin, she would say, well, no, because he's a man. But like, everyone's got like a fascination about identical twins, right?
It's true. You know, and I mean, we get these type of questions like all the time, you know, like whether we have twin telepathy, or like if he gets hurt, do I feel pain or something like that? You know,
we've heard everything under the sun about twin jokes.
You say, I only know when he's feeling hurt when I'm hurting him myself. That's awesome. Well, guys, obviously we're loving the song, but will there be an MV out for the song?
Not for this song, actually.
Not for this song, yeah.
But we have a bit of exclusive news for you guys.
Bring it on. That.
We have a second track that's coming out. It's called Bright Lights, and it's actually being released on the 18th of August.
There you go.
Nice, 10 days, counting down.
Might be correct in saying that's G-Dragon's birthday. It might be.
It might be.
There you go. Great. Well, that's so exciting, guys. Do you want to tell us what the song's specifically about?
Okay, well, Bright Lights is supposed to basically be a metaphor for like external pressure, for
adversity, challenge, haters as well.
And basically, we are saying that we want to break away from all of that and focus on our own internal sort of beliefs and
strength, and just be in the zone.
Yeah,
I love it.
We endorse that. Good work.
So that's coming up 18th with the music video.
Oh, nice. Great! Fantastic.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to that. How can we follow you through Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and more know about it?
Yeah, how can we keep tabs?
My Instagram handle is Brandon Leo.
My Instagram handle is JJulian.
And we have a shared one for Sky 2 called Sky 2 Official.
Nice.
Guys, thanks so much for your time today. We really appreciate it. And it's just an absolute honor to be able to speak to you both in one of your first radio interviews, I guess. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
For
it's
your
been
time.
A pleasure.
It's been such a pleasure.
Best of luck at uni. Have a great time in the US. And do stay in touch with us. But, you know, do make sure you don't get on too many of those donuts, yeah?
Eat the bagels.
Go for the bagels instead.
Healthy option.
I think they're all about cronuts at the moment, aren't they?
Cronuts?
I thought it was a Japanese thing.
There you go. Well, thanks, guys. Are you telling me you really hit the ceiling? Can't deal with it no more, you feel your confidence peeling. Sick to the bed of sin, feeling upset about your being. Crying your eyes out, cutting your ties now. Cutting your ties now. To the world, yeah. I hope you feel good. I hope you love him. Cause right now I ain't feeling you. You already know though. So take a photo, this ain't gonna last forever, no. I'm feeling a vibe I can't describe with you. I'm feeling a vibe. So angry, but I couldn't live without you. Oh, you take me to heaven and bring me to hell. God damn, that's what I feel for you. Cause when I'm with you, it's something else. Else. I told myself, come back now, or you'll regret it. Despite what I said, I did nothing but let it. So. How could this happen to me? Now that it's happened, I'm feeling the bleed. And she's feeling the glee. But now I moved on, I feel nothing but free. The best thing that happened to me. Goodbye. Ask me to bounce back to ya. I'ma tell you I'm gonna bounce back through ya. Put you in my shoes and ask yourself, would you? Should you? Sick of this faded acapella. Heard these lines a million times. Heard it on the grapevine. Done with this, so forget it. I mean every word that I say, that's why I said it. I'm with you, it's something else.
that's what I feel for you. Cause when I'm with you, it's something else.